Odilic.
Odilic, okay. Odilic, can I have the definition?
Of or relating to a force or natural power thought by some to reside in certain individuals and things and to underlie hypnotism, magnetism, and some other phenomena.
Can I have language origin?
It's from a German part plus a Greek part plus an English combining form, odilic.
Does come the Greek root highly meaning wood or matter?
Yes, it does.
Odilic, okay. Does come from Greek ik meaning of or related to?
Ik, yes.
Odilic. O-D-Y-L-I-C. Odilic.
You are correct. It's complete.
You're all champions of the 2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
So that is what occurred in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago. The Scripps National Spelling Bee, an annual affair. I believe, if I remember the show correctly, I believe it's like 92. Could you look that up, Curtis? I thought I remember him saying it was 92 years old, which I think is amazing. I don't remember it being around that long, although maybe it's only been in the last 15 or 20 years where it's really had a lot of, media exposure. It's been on some major networks as well as some major cable networks. So, it certainly has raised its profile, but I have to say, gang, let me start out by saying I love the bee, as it is referred to by those of us who are fans of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I consider myself a pretty good speller. I remember in first grade, I think I won a spelling test. The goal was to have the longest word, meaning the most letters, spelled correctly. And my word was Frankenstein. And I remember I spelled it correctly.
They gave you a proper name to spell?
No, we had to come in with a word.
Oh, you just picked whatever.
We had to find our own word.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there was.
It didn't matter if it was a proper name.
Yeah, and first, I mean, no, okay. This wasn't Jeopardy, Roger. I mean, now he's giving me. Could you give the spelling
what
in the form of a question?
A proper name.
Yeah. But yeah, so I spelled Frankenstein, and I won that. And
good.
So I've been writing for most of my life and career.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always had to spell. So I've considered myself a good speller. So I love watching the bee, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly, as I said, grown in popularity and status over the last several years, to the point where, sadly, I believe, it has become a little, I would say, it's lost its innocence. Because if I remember the spelling bee from 20 or 30 years ago, it kind of was like, hey, you seem like a good speller. Why don't you just try out? You know, and there wasn't a lot of, you know, studying. It was kind of like, oh, you know, Tom is a good speller or Mary's a good speller. But now that the thing is on national television, for a while, the finals, 1 year, a couple of years, it was on ABC Network. Now, I believe from the way I see the way these things are going, it's become almost a business, a job. These kids are studying 12, 13 hours a day with tutors or with their parents or on their own, whatever it is, and they're literally reading the entire dictionary. And to me, I mean, don't get me wrong, that's great determination and drive and commitment. So I understand that on one hand, to dedicate that much time and effort to win this and to put all that effort into it. But at the same time, I think spelling is kind of a thing that is almost like, well, it's the fun of, can I sound that word out? And can I do that just by hearing it and the rules of spelling that I know? Now, as we heard on that clip that we played, you know, they find out what the origin is and, the different pronunciations and they, to their credit, once again, I'm not taking anything away from these kids. They are certainly proficient at this, and they have made it into a science. But I do believe that it's also a new area for kids to get stressed out and parents to be over pressuring their children to win the B. But I have to say, and that aside, so that I felt, even though I've watched the spelling bee over the last several years, and I do feel that it's become more of a of a profession than it was a hobby, which I thought was the charm of the spelling bee, that it was kind of a hobby. Oh, well, I can sort of spell. The more popular it's gotten, as I said, it seems to have become more of a business. But that aside, what happened this year at the 2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee, I have to say, turned me off so much that I may never watch it again, just because I was so, I don't even know what the word is. I was just angered, it's just pure angered at the decision that was made. Because of the fact, as I said earlier, that now so many of these kids are spelling machines, they're spelling robots, they almost know every word in the dictionary, it is getting difficult to stump these kids. And if you've watched the bee with it at all, you could tell that sometimes there's 15-letter words, and sometimes there are 7-letter words, but based upon the different sounds and the spellings, a 5-letter word could be just as hard to spell as a 20-letter word. But these kids are studying so hard and reading that you can see that sometimes they get a word that you say to yourself, what the heck is that? And they are smiling as wide as a Cheshire cat because they know that word. They've studied that word in their intense preparation for this bee. To the point now that before the finals, you know, this would be whittled down, and as they continued, the words would get more difficult, and slowly but surely, 15 people would be whittled down to 10, would be whittled down to 5, would be whittled down to 2, and there would be a winner. Well, because this, it seems that this spelling bee now has become a major goal for both students and parents, and don't discount the pressure of the parents, because they're all sitting in the audience looking at their kids like, you know, if you don't spell this, don't come home tonight. So there's a little of that going on. I don't think Felicity Huffman's kids had to worry about that, or Lori Loughlin's kids.
I don't think they had to worry about spelling bees.
They have to worry about anything. They got into college.
By the way, one of them's graduating.
From where?
I just saw.
Well, check the Photoshop. What school did they put? What cap and gown did they throw the person's head into?
I don't know. But I saw a story.
Really?
It was Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
Who are the two? Felicity Huffman?
Huffman and Lori Loughlin.
Or I think Loughlin. It was Huffman.
Yeah, probably Huffman. Yeah. Because Lori Loughlin's kid doesn't look like she's graduated from anything except how to put on makeup correctly. But
17. Yeah. Now, have you seen the movie Aquila and the Bee?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it shows exactly what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing, though. So what really bugged me about this is I do enjoy this. I watch it live on the finals. I DVR the early rounds. I really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love how the kids sometimes, if you watch it at all, you see how they sort of spell by writing in their hand, you know, they're mm-hmm. visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, when there's a word that they are baffled by, you can see their heads, their eyes are spinning. They're going through their, you know, all of the words that they've learned and the rules that they've learned of spelling. So, as I said, because these kids are now almost robot spellers, they are literally human spell checks.
Yeah.
This year, they got down to about 8 spellers, and they couldn't stump these kids.
Yeah.
So in round 17, Dr. Jacques, who is the guy who, you know, is the, I don't even know what his term, he's got a professional job. I don't know if it's the professional pronouncer or something, but he's the guy every year who gives the kids the words.
Okay.
And he says, okay, we are now in round 17. There's 8 of you left. If we get to round 20, whoever is left in round 20, if you spell your word correctly, you will be a winner, a co-winner if there's more than one. Mm-hmm. But round 20 we're stopping. Because we don't think that we can stump you. So, as you would expect, these kids are ace spellers now.
Yeah.
All eight kids in the 20th round get their word correct. So, eight winners are crowned champion. Eight co-winners. Okay, I've got a huge problem with that.
Everybody's a winner.
I hate that entire philosophy. It cuts to the core of what this country was based on. We were in a competition called the Revolutionary War. That's how we gained our freedom. So competition is in our DNA. And we are completely beginning to blur that so that people's feelings don't get hurt and all this stuff. No, we need competition. It's what keeps our country moving. And to me, if I was a kid who studied for 12 hours for 12 months and they decide to have eight co-champions because they don't think that they can stump me. When we have a baseball game in the 17th inning, does the umpire come out and say, I don't think, it doesn't seem like you guys are going to score any more runs, so we're just going to have a tie? No, we play the game. If it's 15 hours and if it's 17 innings or 75 innings, we play till there's a winner. It's a competition. It's a spelling bee competition. It's not a fraternity. There should be one winner. And if I was one of those kids who studied for 12 hours for 12 months, I would want to be a winner. And if you say, well, geez, you know, it's been 4 hours and these kids are tired. Well, you know what? If you're in a competition, your stamina is part of your training. It's not just if you know I before E, except after C. It's also, can you handle the pressure? Do you have the stamina? And so if we keep going to round 27 and kids start to shake or they can't take it and they forget how to spell cat, then they lose. Or if you say, Jim, my gosh, that's pretty mean. Fine. Then what we say is, you've been spelling for 4 hours. We are going to go to round 20. If we don't have a winner, we will go home and come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock and continue. But we will have a winner. Eight winners is not the way to have a competition. That is not the way you do it. And I sit there and say, well, we don't think we can stump you. That's not your call. You don't know if you can stump me, and you don't know what a tough word is after 5 hours of spelling. That's what competition is. And as I said before, it's not only skill, it's also stamina. And those kids who are in that, and I understand they're 12 and 13 and 14 years old, that's a part of the game, folks. That's a part of life. If this spelling bee is there to talk about commitment and devotion and setting a goal and achieving that goal, then all those things that go into that should also be respected. And I think they made a horrible decision, because now my question is, what happens next year? What if we're in this? Are we ever going to have a single winner again? This was an arbitrary decision. How are we going to, if we have five people next year in round 20, now is round 20 the cutoff point? I mean, what have you done here? There's no rules. This is Dodge City. Horrible decision. Unfair to the children who studied their brains out to be the winner, and now they got to kiss their sister. No. That's not right. That's not competition. And I look back at next year and say, what are you going to do next year? Because these kids are spelling the hell out of these words. So you better find a lot of tough words, and you better be prepared to go 25 rounds, because this is what you've created now. You purposely brought the spelling bee up to a new level of status and exposure. And so now everybody wants to be the best speller. And that's my point. They want to be the best speller. They don't want to be one of the best spellers. So let's have a real winner. And let's, if we can't do it in one day, we come back the next day. I think all those kids and I think all those families would have found a way to come home or to go back the next day. I think they would have come back. It's like a rain delay. So very, very disappointed in the spelling bee. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch again. As I said, to the organizers of the National Spelling Bee, T-R-A-V-E-S-T. Travesty. Thank you very much. It's about 3:28. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jim Toronto filling in for Matt Bubala. No switching.